This is KCUR 89.3. Despite having smaller budgets than major college football teams, NCAA Division II football is in the midst of a sports facility arms race. And as KCUR's Greg Eklund reports, school administrators don't deny it.
How do you pump up a football crowd before kickoff? With a super sophisticated HD pictured decibel smashing video scoreboard. It's not Norman, Oklahoma, or Lincoln, Nebraska, but don't tell that to the fans of six-time national champion Northwest Missouri State. Here in Maryville, a bank spent more than $1 million on that scoreboard and donated it to the university. Northwest Missouri's legendary former football coach and athletic director Mel Churchma says the sizzle is important.
It's kind of like the Division I's, you know, you have to keep up with the Joneses, and so that's what we're trying to do.
The Joneses that sparked this battle for the best facilities in Division II?
When the Kansas City Chiefs and Missouri Western formed a partnership and built a 120-yard turf facility, it changed the landscape.
That's Bruce Steinbrock, who raises money for Washburn University's athletic program. They're a conference rival of Northwest Missouri and Missouri Western. When the Kansas City Chiefs decided in the late 2000s to move their training camp from River Falls, Wisconsin, closer to Kansas City, they had their share of suitors, Northwest Missouri, Central Missouri and Warrensburg, and Pittsburgh State in Kansas. But Missouri Western and St. Joseph won out, and since then, athletic director Josh Looney says,
pound for pound, you can put us up against anybody in the country. And our athletic department, facility-wise, it has transformed across the board more than anyone.
Since Division II programs don't see the millions of dollars funneled in from multiple TV networks like the SEC, most projects are privately funded. Tuition at places like Northwest Missouri have gone up at a nominal rate the last several years, but Northwest students have voted in a fee for campus improvements, which includes athletics.
On your feet, here,
Missouri Western's facility is a little different because the state legislature gave the Chiefs $25 million in tax credits to move camp back home for the first time since 1990. $10 million of that was for the indoor facility. After that, the games began. Northwest Missouri's scoreboard went up in 2014. A year later, former Missouri Western football coach Jerry Partridge revealed plans for the Griffins' new video scoreboard.
We've made sure it's 6 inches wider and taller than Northwest and Pittsburgh. That's the arms race where everybody's going to try to do a little better than everybody else.
Have a coin here. This side is heads. The other side is tails.
The scoreboard at Spratt Stadium in St. Joseph cost more than $2 million. Privately funded. It was supposed to be the biggest in Division II football. But that claim was short-lived because Grand Valley State in Michigan announced an even bigger scoreboard only 12 days later. Whoa! Balancing athletic needs with academic needs on campus is a fine line, says Mel Churchma. But when the Bearcats football and men's basketball teams became the first in Division II history to win national titles in the 2015-16 academic year, it put the school on the map.
You know, you can say what you want, but I think Northwest Missouri State right now is probably known more for football and men's basketball than anything else.
And schools aren't just competing for the best athletes. They're attracting more students, at least according to Looney at Missouri Western.
We're growing year after year, and I don't think that is any coincidence with what has happened in the last 8 years here.
Washburn in Topeka hopes to break ground on a $20 million indoor athletics facility built with private funds and bond money. It will have the only banked indoor track in Division II. Steinbrock, the fundraiser, knows the school needs to keep up.
If you're going to be in this conference, it's not for the faint at heart.
And schools are starting to bow out of the arms race, like Lindenwood University in St. Louis. It said this month it's leaving the Kansas City-based MIAA conference after only 7 years. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Greg Eklund.
You'll find more sports coverage at kcur.org.